holding on the top of Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. So we're still in the middle of the beautiful Gadata about the Psukim of Shir HaShirim that describe Klal Yisrael's relationship to the Torah and to Chiddush and so on. The last thing we were darshaning was the Kvutzotov Tatalim Shechorot Ke'oriv. Kvutzotov Tatalim we darshan in terms of the ultimate potential of the drashot that could be made even on Kol Kotz V'Kotz, which is brought, of course, we had it in the Gemara Menachot with Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu and so on. And we were in the middle of the Shchorot Korev, so we had a number of different perushim. One of the cutest perushim with Shchorot Korev is Shachrit Tavrit. Sometimes he sees himself in the Beit HaKnesset morning and evening. That's the kind of guy that you're going to find the learning that will bring you the Tilei Tilim Shel Halachot. Rabbi said it's somebody who treats himself in such a way that he turns dark from his deep work and in understanding us again. And Rava said, "Misha meksim atzma avzriel banav avnei betokya orev," where the livnei orev asher paro asher, so that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be amazing the bnei orev. So the orev became a symbol of someone that doesn't care properly for bnei beto, and that's where we were at the fourth line. And the Gemara gives an example: ki ader vada bar matna vikazil abe rav. So Rav Ada Bar Matna was on his way to the Beit HaMidrash. It was the minig in those days where you would basically leave town and you would go to yeshiva for 6 months at a time and so on. So he was on his way out to yeshiva and his wife is moaning and what are you doing leaving the house? Omer Le Devita, so his wife tells him, Yenuki Yedag Mai Avidla, what am I supposed to do for your children? Omar Lo, so he says to her, Mishlimu Kuri Dagma, I don't understand. Have we run out of reeds in the swamp and you won't have anything to eat? Have we run out of vegetables somewhere? It depends on what the gear is over here. So whether it's kurmi or kurmoi. But, my Rebbe, Reb Chaim, so used to always bring this Gemara because there were people near that were pretty tough on their families. So he says, yeah, I know they all quote this Gemara. He says, Reb Chaim Shalom. So he would get up at the bima and he would say, but tell me something. He would say that on the day of your wedding too, if you would have said it on the day of your wedding time. But if you wouldn't, then you can't change the rules later. Umishalim lisonav el panav lahavido. Omri b'yishav ben Levi. What's the pshat el panav? He pays those who hate him el panav. If the Torah itself hadn't used this type of bitui, it would be difficult for us to apply it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, if it gives over the same sense of adumption, of same masui al panav, a person who's carrying something that he just can't stand, he can't wait to get rid of it. So here too, El Panav is Panav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not the Panav, but why would I say in his face? We shall in good things, why in his face? But that's the, I can't wait to get rid of him. So if I owe him something, let him have it. Omer Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, now I'm sorry. Lo Ya'acher L'son O, Omer Rabbi Lo L'son Av, the Lo Ya'acher. It's only to the people that he hates that he doesn't put off paying them back the good that they did. But if you're a good guy, don't expect to see any good results. At least not for a long time. Behind the Omer of Yeshua and Levi. Read that Hayom Lasotam, V'lomachar Lasotam. First of all, the implication is only today you get an opportunity to do. But once it's all over, you never get an opportunity to do again. Furthermore, Hayom Lasotam. Today is given over for all of the problems you have in life to see how you make out. And lemachar mekabel scharam. Don't expect to be mekabel schar hayom. It's not hayom for kibul schar. It's hayom for asiya. Omer b'chagai v'teim Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. My dichtiv erech apayim. You're so used to the word erech apayim that we just think that it means patient. But the truth is, apayim, why would we use apayim for patient? Erech apayim should be erech af, one who is willing to ma'aricha po. So instead of getting angry, he stretches it out, so to speak. But apayim is mashma that there's two different faces, literally we would say in English, two different faces to this issue, that there were two things that he's being marich. Ela erech apayim l'tzadikim, and erech apayim l'rishayim. Erech apayim in terms of whether it's good things, because there's a face for tova, so in other words, you're talking about face, you're not talking about anger. So erech apayim, putting off panim sochakot, for paying sachar, to allow more of Hayom Lasatam. And then there is Erech HaPayim of a face of anger to Rishoy, to also put off their Puranut as well. Rabbi Yudomer, both of these, the Mashmahut is that both of these are the Tova, the Stosis brings. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, it's Mashmahut is the opportunity to do the Teshuva. If you crush a person early, then he doesn't have an opportunity to work his life out. Rabbi Yudomer, getting back now to the more prosaic issues of the Mishnah. Ad Beitz Atayim. So Rabbi Yudah said the shiur of Osin Pasim is limited to a heter of Beitz Atayim, and we argued on it and said, no, even if it's Hamesh at Purim, what's the problem? Ziboyer. When Rabbi Yudah said Ad Beitz Atayim, was he referring to the size of the bor is Beitz Atayim, or was he referring to the size of the total mechitza, bor plus the additional two amot on either side, for the Rosh of Aruba Shel Parah, bor upasim. Or the bor v'lo upasim. The question being this, Adam notin enav biboro. The truth is, we have to understand that this whole thing is a little bit strange. Remember, let's take a look again, actually, at the Lashon. Rabbi Yudah Tanya is that it's davka, it's limited to the Beit Satayim. Omru lo, on your test, lo omru Beit Satayim, ela leginao lekarfaf. What does this have to do with Beit Satayim? This is a Beit Satayim is where you're not using it for dira. Over here, you are using it for dira, because for giving your animal usage for Adam and so on. I mean, after all, wouldn't you be moda with a imayadir, or sar, or mukzer, or chotzer, that there's no limit? Now, we know that he answered them, because we said before, he said over there you have mechitzas, and here you have pasim. Okay. But we've already seen where we have a limited mechitza, compromised mechitza, called takin ve no takin, that all such cases are given a shir based on. Right? So whether you're talking about Shati without Erev or Erev without Shati, or a Makom where you don't have Diurim, or apparently according to Rabbi Yudah, even where you have Pasim, and that is Mukaf L'Dira, that you're limited to Beit Satayim. But, I mean, the Taina therefore to him, that, but after all, aren't you Moda that the Shimush is La'adam? It's sort of a weak Taina. I mean, because wherever we have cases where Shimush is La'adam, but where we have a compromise like a shayara and so on, we limit it to Beit Zatayim. So that, not that much of a taina. So apparently, we're actually giving the shem arba mechitzas of pasim a rather strong similarity to real mechitzot. Otherwise, we wouldn't be saying this to you. And he's the one that comes back and says, yeah, but I mean, look, sof kol sof, it's pasim, it's not really mechitzot. But what's interesting is that when he comes along and says, this is limited to a maximum of Beit Satayim. The Gemara doesn't understand Rabbi Yudah himself as really suggesting that this is the standard case of Beit Satayim. The absolute proof of the pudding is that if it were, and we're looking at the Rishut as a whole, as Beit Satayim, similar to a Karfaf, Shalohu Kaflu Dirah, then as Tosis points out, what we ought to do is take out the area of the bor. And it shouldn't be included at all. Instead, we're making, because the din is, as we'll see later on, if you've got Beit Zatayim, maybe that will help. You know, there's the old siesta vision. So, normally, if you have Beit Zatayim plus, you have a little bit extra, all you need to do is put in a pole, and then the pole cancels that extra, and now you have less than Beit Zatayim. So, a bor is a pole, basically. It's an inverted pole. We see all over, it's the same din. Whether something is convex or concave, we give it the same halacha. So if that's the case, why are we looking at this as, is it only the bor or is it the bor plus? It should be only the area outside the bor and ignore the bor. I mean, it's all backwards over here. So I mean, therefore it says to us, look, clearly this is not the standard situation as karfaf and so on. If you've got real mechitzot, then you could talk about a karfaf that is an ukaf l'dira. Okay. Over here we're applying our limitation of Beit Zatayim because we assume that people will learn from this to other cases where we've limited it. Since it doesn't have the same hagdara, because, I mean, after all, considering looking only at the bor, we're looking at the whole thing and including the area of the bor. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, how exactly did we create the din, according to Rabbi Yudah, of Bein HaPasim? Because it's a question of similarity. Therefore, we want to know, Adam noten enav biboro, or is Adam noten enav b'mechitzato? So Adam noten enav biboro, v'lo gazina dilma ati v'tiltula yoter mi Beit Zatayim bekarfaf. People have only a vague notion of how all this works. It's a bit complicated. You must admit. So if you have a karfaf she'enohu kafla dira, which is built of real mechitzot, the reason that we're applying our Beit Satayim halakha over here is only because we don't want people to confuse the standard measurement of Beit Satayim with this case. In other words, if they see, oh man, look at this, people are carrying all over here, there's hardly any mechitzot at all, obviously there's no limitations, I'm going to make the nafkamina, if it's bukafladira, not bukafladira, it's Hashem Arbabakir, what do I know? Okay, so the question is, how do their minds work? Do their minds work in terms of the focus on the boar? And they say to themselves, well, look at this, here's a boar that we're using that's more than Beit Satayim, so why can't I use the park, which is more than Beit Satayim? Is that the problem? Or is the problem, oh, look at this, this area enclosed by the four diyumdin is more than Beit Satayim? It's a question over here, it's all a question of psychology. And therefore, we make a gzeirah, and obviously, it doesn't really mean a gzeirah. Because it meant a gzeirah would be gzeirah like gzeirah. But the question is, how are we gozer l'chatchila? How do we view this whole problem of the karf, relating this to the din of karfaf yoter mibeit satayim? So therefore, we'll be gozer in creating a shiur, that this is the same shiur as that shiur. What is the shiur inclusive of? The area, bein ha-mechitzot. And therefore, gazina dimaati lechlufi yoter mibeit satayim bekarfaf. Even though we're big matir over here, a type of mechitzah that we would never be matir. And be'etzem, we shouldn't be applying the normal halachas of tiltul to it, because we've been making with every other element. We didn't say, well, people are going to learn you can have a break in the wall of a chutzar more than Eser Amot. We'll let you have Yud Gimel and plus. And we didn't say people are going to learn you don't need a Tzirat HaPetach and all you need is a Diyundin. So the whole thing is basically a very special construct, which was done specially for Eiske Mitzvah and Eile Regolem and so on and so forth. So that's the question. How much were we ready to risk in terms of the overall recognition of a concept of Beit Satayim for Mechitzot Ru'ua? Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda obviously is concerned with this question. So since that's Rabbi Yehuda's concern, and he views the Gezerah, meaning actually the Takona, of Hosin Pasin, as being limited by its similarity to the general set of Mechitzot, She'enan Tikinot. So the question is it the area between the Mechitzot, or the person focuses on the Bor? That's the only question that we have. Clearly, we can't be magdir this technically, because even Rabbi Yehuda is not treating it correctly if it really means the din of Beit Satayim. Because we should be subtracting the bar, not adding the bar. No, I don't even think that's the point. I think the question is, in the person's mind, how are they going to translate the situation here to elsewhere? Are they thinking of carrying in the bar from the bar, and that's their vision of what was hutar? Or is it the mechitza? You're making it technical. You're giving a brisker definition. I don't think that that's what I'm trying to point out. I don't think that there is that kind of definition here. That's Adam Noteni Nav is specifically a psychological point that we're focusing on.
How big is the base of time?
50 by 5,000 amot. 5,000 square amot. Beit Satayim is the Beit Satayim is the Chatzar Mishkan.
50 by 100.
50 by 100.
See, like, how big is a water home? Real small.
You know, there's the Kinneret. It's quite a large water hole.
The Bor Gibbon is at least as big as this road.
Yeah. It's a long way to go. No, sure. Toshma. Kama hin mekuravi, kidei roshava rubashal para. Vekama hin meruchakim, afilu kor, afilu kurayim. Now that obviously is the Rabbanan. In our Mishnah, argue completely on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, no, maximum of Beit Satayim. Yeter mebeit satayim asur. Amru lo l'Rabbi Yehuda, what? I atam odeh v'dir v'sar v'mukse v'chotzer all of which are tashmishe dira v'rafilu beit chameshet kurim u'beit aseret kurim. Who cares how large the area is if it's used for people's normal tashmish, even for people's animals' normal tashmish? Shemutar, amar lehem, indeed I am odeh. But after all, there you have a real mechitza, and over here you only have pasim. Rabbi, so far, no new information. Comes along now the new information. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, now wait a minute, Bor Beit Satayim, a Beit Satayim Mutar. Now, he seems to be focusing on the Bor area, right? As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo amru laharchik, ela kidei rosha v'ruba shel para. They only allowed you, they didn't give you any area here. The issue of the enlargement was just to allow the parah to get up to the bor. Now, what is he saying? So he's concentrating on the bor, not on the pasim. Michlal de Rebbe Yehuda bor upasim ka'omar. Apparently, Rebbe Yehuda didn't mention the bor. He was talking about the overall area of the mechitzah. I mean, that seems to be the difference between them. I'm talking about the bor. The bor can be based. I'm talking about the area. It can be based on time. Comes Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and says, "What area? Forget about the area. The area isn't there really, except to be allow the bor for shimush. We need to focus on the bor." So apparently, Rebbe Yehuda, when he said Beit Satayim, there's your answer. Was talking about Bein HaMetitzot, Veloi. Actually, that's not true. Rebbe Yehuda was talking about the bar and only the bar. Below Pasim. What? So what's the difference between what he said and Reb Shimon ben Elazar said? Aha. You didn't read carefully now, did you? Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Bor Beit Satayim, A Beit Satayim. What is that supposed to mean? A Beit Satayim by a Beit Satayim. A Beit Satayim is a square measurement. So how can you have a Beit Satayim, A Beit Satayim? Doesn't make sense. The words don't make sense. Unless what you're trying to say is a square of Beit Satayim, not an area of Beit Satayim. In other words, you need to take the square root of 5,000, 70 plus a bit, and that is your maximum size, not 100 by 50. 100 by 50 is no good. So you can only have a maximum of a square that includes 5,000 amot, which is Beit Satayim. Don't give me Beit Satayim. That's what I'm arguing with you about. So that's the difference. He can be now arich v'katin. If you have a let's say a rectangle, the same way that the Chatzar Mishkan is 50 by 100, that's also Beit Satayim, but it's not kosher according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar. It's too long. So we need to have a square around the bor, and we're not arguing b'klal about the issue. A square in the bor, not arguing about the issue whether it includes the pasi. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Kol avikal, we had this before, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. There's a general rule that kol avir shetashmishol adira, there's no dir, sar, mukta, chotzer, if you have an open air area, that has mechitzot, of course, that has no roof, it's air, open air. Nonetheless, I don't care how big it is, if it's tashmish, it's for purposes of living. You live in your front yard, your kids run around, you've got your swing set there, I don't care if it's 10 acres. That's a house, basically. So afilu beit chameshet korim, beit aseret korim is mutter. And the opposite is also true. If you have a place that is roofed, and it's a dira, but the purpose of this dira is not for living inside of it, but rather for allowing the use outside of it. Right? So let's say that you have an area that has a roof over in which people come in a big park. They come in from the rain. But beikar, the usage is the area outside, by the lakeside, and so on and so forth. Then that's not considered to be a dira, even though it has mechitzot and a roof, and that area is limited to Beit Satayim. So kol dira shetashmishala avir, kagon blurganit shebesadot, Beit Satayim mutar, yeteri Beit Satayim asur, despite the fact that this violates your intuitive sense of what would be more of a home. I mean, normally you think, it looks like a building to me. I mean, why would we limit its size? But the truth is, that's not the point. The point is, it's tashmish, not its own construction. What's the name of that big field near Palo Alto? With that a hangar that's the size of 10 football fields, you know what I mean? Is it Wrigley's Field? You don't remember? It's where they originally, they made it, the first large Dumont.
Right, that's the plan. Yeah.
All right, well, we're waiting for Saba Josh, and you know, maybe we'll remember. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Im haya, derech reshut harabim mefasakatan, yisakenal etzadim. Aha. So now here we have, in Machloket, again, this is something that we've referred to before, when we were talking about, does bekiyat rabim, going through a chotzer, would it be mevatel mechitzot or not? Before we spoke aliba rabbona, comes along Rabbi Yehuda to say, that if in your pasim you have the road going right through, then yisakenal etzadim. You can't build your diyumdin in the middle of a highway. And therefore, you'd have to move the road around it. So, I mean, it's harder, unless you're dealing with Be'er or Shomirian. It's hard to move the Be'er and the pasim. Easier to move the road. The Chachamim Omrim, Eino Tzarif. What's the Chachamim say? What's the problem? B'kiyat Rabim is not a problem, which we used earlier to bring a riot, that there should be no issue in a chotzer. Reb Yochanan of Reb Elazar, we had this earlier as well, the Amitar Vayu, Kan Odiacha Kochan Shal Mechitzot. Look at this. Now here is where you can learn what a mechitza is worth, baby, because even having the Rabim pouring through doesn't make any difference. All we look at is the mechitza, before the Yomden, that's enough. Now, when he says that, we had this question also earlier, Kan v'simirale, is he saying, here they teach you, meaning that, yes, I think this is an important lesson we should all learn, and or is it Kan v'losfirale? The mashma'ut is that Kan v'simirale. Is that true, though? Omer Rabba Bar Bachana Rabbi Yochanan. Could it mean that? Yerushalayim ilmale daltote anina lot. As far as Rabbi Lazar is concerned, we must admit that we learned earlier that, yes, Kan v'simirale. Does Rabbi Yochanan know Kan v'simirale? Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, is quoted as saying, that if it wouldn't be for the fact that the doors of Yerushalayim would be locked at night, closed at night, chayavina le'al mishum reshut harabim, you'd be chayav an reshut harabim. As a reshut harabim. But why would you be chayav as a reshut harabim if, after all, the fact that rabbim are walking through shouldn't make any difference? Now, why shouldn't it make any difference, gentlemen? If we're bringing a raya from the Pasi Beirot, first of all, the Pasi Beirot, we had a maximum distance between the Beirot of 13 and a third. And the Reshut HaRabim, by definition, is 16. So you can't tell me, if it's talking about Yerushalayim being Reshut HaRabim, it means that the street of Yerushalayim itself that we're closing is 16 amot. We were never about to do that for Pasi Beirot. So what's the kasha? So you don't have mechitzot, no. The most he said over here is that in a case we have Pasei Beiraot. So you have only an opening of 13 and a third. So you have a Reshut HaYachid, basically. The Rabbim going through doesn't take away the din of Reshut HaYachid from Reshut HaYachid. No. That has something in common with the issue of Yerushalayim, which is 16 Amot all the way through. What does it have in common with this issue that we should be asking before? So Tosfos has two possible approaches to this. Earlier on in the Masechta, back in the Daf, Tosfos points out, based on this sugya, that the din of 13 and a third cannot be derisive. Where would we get the chal such a thing? The din of 13 and a third, which was based on the common usage of the Be'erot, has something to do with the nature of the Yomdin. If you hold the Yomdin or Diyaraita, then the Yomdin or Diyaraita. And the creator should be Diyaraita, who cares how much area there is between it? Anyway, we're ignoring the normal din of Pirtzot that we define. So therefore, the Gemara says, if that's the case, I mean, Yerushalayim certainly has the Yomdin. So why isn't it not a Reshut HaRabim by definition? But just because people are walking through and think it's the street, and let them look at it from the sky, and they'll see it isn't really a Reshut HaRabim. That's one approach. Makes a great deal of sense. The other approach that Tosfos says over here is that since a Tzurat HaPetach has a din of a Mechitza, so the fact that it's 16 doesn't make any difference. Because Yerushalayim had its Tzurat HaPetach for its doors that closed. It's only assumed. Yeah? So you shouldn't have to be, you don't have to be Mamayit unless you hold of Rav. If you hold of, what was the opening mission in our Masechta? They said its Tzurat HaPetach allows you even a larger distance between it. Okay? So then if that's the case, apparently Rabim are not going to be Mavato and the Mechitza. And Tosfos Tainus, even Rav, who doesn't like the Tzurat HaPetach, is motivated that Minatera, the Tzurat HaPetach, is certainly a virtual wall. And that once that's true, then Rabim shouldn't come now to be Mevato the Mechitza. Why does he say that? Because of the mission of Kilayim. Remember that we allowed you to plant Kilayim up to a Tzurat HaPetach. If that's not a Diyaraita, so how the heck could we have a mission to be allowing you to do an Issa Diyaraita? So it must be the Rav also agrees that it's really a perfectly valid mechitza. Question was whether we rely on it, the Gabi Mavui, as part of our takana, not whether it has a din of a mechitza.
Okay?
So according to this, it should have been Reshut HaYachid. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say it was Reshut HaRabim? Why is it Reshut HaRabim? Yes, we're saying now, according to this, Kano Diachar Kochen Shem Mechitzot, that it should be Reshut HaYachid. So far, let's see what our teretz is. So we're going to say, Kan v'lo svirale. Indeed, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't hold that we could apply really this halacha. He's saying, look, we must not pass him like this. So now, if that's the case, it turns out we have a fundamental machlokas about whether something that has a tzura, such as these biyumdin that appear to be a real mechitza, whether b'kiyat rabim turns it into a reshut harabim or not, and that now could be part of the question in our Mishnah. In other words, maybe they're arguing across the board that Rabbi Yehuda holds b'kiyat rabim creates a reshut hayachid, a rabim, no matter what. And the rabbanon hold, no, it's all a function of the mechitzot. And Rabin can't be Mavatam if it's up. Well, that's the case, man. We got a problem, as we know, because it's exactly the opposite. And we know darn well where it's exactly the opposite. In the famous case we've had so many times of the guy who owns a home on either side of the street about whether he's able to put up a lechi or a korah and carry across the street. Over there, it's Rabbi Yehuda's the one who says he can, and the Rabbanan will say he can't. So explain that to me. Ask the Gemara. Rami Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rami Rabbanan, Rami Rabbanan. And now you're coming out that we have basically a question of whether Bikiyat Rabin defines Rishut Rabin, whether I have virtual walls there, real walls there, whatever. So then if that's the case, I've got a pretty powerful contradiction. The Tanya, Yeter Al-Kain, remember that our opening case is the guy who has the house that crows over the road, and we're relying on Pitikra Yored V'Sotein. So Rabbi Yehuda says the same way you can carry over the house in your over the road in your home, obviously, you could even carry under that same area even though the road goes under your house. But beyond that, says Rabbi Yehuda, even if you don't have that second story over the road, you've got two separate rooms across the street from each other. So Misha Yulo Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishut Rabim. I think even in the Rova we don't have a situation like that. Do we? We actually have a house in which you have to cross the street to get to. I mean, we've got just about everything else.
Over the car, the one with the house over the road.
With the house over the road, there's a lot of. But where you'd have to go outdoors to get to the other room. I can't think of any case like that.
Just going back to your land, because the fact that we don't have the gates closed now.
And that was a question we spoke about earlier, whether we possibly actually need the tot or not. We're going to see more of that later also. But if you have a real Rishut Rabin that would be open on all sides, you wouldn't need to actually have to. At least if they're capable of a new one. If you're capable of being closed. Okay, that was a three-way machlokas we had. So therefore, we have now a stira, because Rabbi Yehuda says, all you need to do is put up a lechi nikan and a lechi nikan in the marking off the area on one side of the street from the beginning of your home to the end of your home, and then you can carry across the street between those lefties. Or you can put a koramikan and a koramikan, whatever. And those have no tenbeens, huh? And it's the Chachomim who say, how can you do that? I mean, everybody's walking down the street, you got a Rishut Rabin, and you're turning it into Rishut Hayakir with Hocus Pocus. How do you turn it into Rishut Hayakir? Ain't Marvin Rishut Rabin, but it's the exact opposite of our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, you got people walking through your pasim, you better move the road to the side. And the Chachamim say, what's the difference of people walking through? You got your arba pasim. Okay. Can you imagine? Completely opposite. No? Is it opposite? You see it's opposite?
Might be opposite. Then again, it might not be
opposite. He's trying to drive me to drink, but he's going to have to pay for it. If you think that one bottle of that was enough.
There's a place in the road where the guy has a place to one side and he has to cross this certain chutzar to the other side.
Yes, that, yeah, chutzar, yes.
Okay, so now in that case, but that's put up a lechi.
Yeah. And they don't have an error.
You can't carry that.
If they don't have an error.
Right, they'll make out some kind of error.
Right, unless he relies on the overall error of the city, of course.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
But theoretically, that's right. Yeah, that there are quite a number of cases like that. We have to go outdoors to get to the rest of your house, but you don't cut across the street. You cut across the chutzar. Right. So how are we going to explain this? Kasher Rabbi Yehuda, Kasher Rabban, another Rabbanim. Says the Gemara, look, it's not really a problem, you see, because when you're talking over here about Yerushalayim, you're talking about a case in which you got your street where Rabbi Yehuda said you could put something on either side. That's because you had buildings all along the street. Remember that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Shtei Mechitzot, only two Mechitzot create a Rishut Rabim, a Rishut Hayachid, Yoraita. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you've got two real Mechitzot plus two virtual Mechitzot of the Korah and the Lechi. You can't compare that to the case over here where you're basically in the middle of a true Rishut Rabim with no Mechitzot, in which this is a road that everybody's traveling from Babel to Eretz Israel. There's nothing on either side. There's no gates. There's no building. Here you got a real Rishut Rabin that's similar to the Midbar. You're putting up now this very, very abstract Rishut Hayachid of the Yundin. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda, ain't nothing on it. Rabbi Yehuda is Machir. So, Hotam, because Shtei Mekitzot Ma'aliyata. Over there, in the case of the Rabbi Yehuda being Machir, the two sides of the road, that by definition is already a total Rishut Hayachid as far as the Torah is concerned. You never started with Rishut Rabim, because Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Rishut Rabim, cannot have a Mechitza on either side. By definition of a Rishut Rabim, it's open, and this is an open. Whereas the Rabbanan also has no contradiction at all because of Lo Kasha. In the case of the house on either side of the street, you only have two mechitzot. Since you only have two mechitzot, you therefore are trying to be married in Rishut HaRabim. Mashenkin over here, the point of the Diyundin is to create an actual shame of Arba Mechitzot, and that's how Diyundin work. So Hacha Ika Shem Arba Mechitzot. Hatam like a Shem Arba Mechitzot. You don't have the abstracted definition of four mechitzot over there in your case of the Rishut HaRabim, because according to us you can't say that it's a Rishut HaRabim Diyoraita, and therefore the Rabim indeed will come along and will be Mavatel. So in other words, we were wrong and a little bit naive in reducing things to such simplicity. Wasn't the question whether Rishut HaRabim is defined by the Kiyat HaRabim? That wasn't the point. The point was the relationship between the Kiyat Rabin and the mode of our definition of the Rishut HaYachid. So it's a function, actually, of the type of mechitzot that we have. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, if all you have is abstracted mechitzot, so then, enofinani, you don't have any mechitzot in Amayatot, forget it. Then the Kiyat Rabin is much more powerful. And it indeed is mevatel the Shema mechitzot. Say that again? That's too abstract. You're going to have to define more precisely what you mean.
Question?
Yeah, you're asking on Rabbi Yehuda, are you asking on the Rabbanon? Well, you haven't explained even, Tosfos is bothered by the fact that maybe I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. What? You have to define the question.
But I have something back in my head.
Yes, basically, Rabbi Aaron is concerned by the fact that we're calling a two real mechitzot plus a korah on either side or a lefty on either side as not having shem arba mechitzot, and therefore the rabbim defining it as a rishut rabbim. How could you say that two real mechitzot with a lefty on either side and a korah or a korah on either side is less shem arba mechitzot than the arba diyundin? Right? That's what he's trying to say. Well, okay. In other words, we're not giving it a shame arba mechitzot. We're giving it two mechitzot plus two virtual mechitzot. Fine, but why is that worse? It should be better. Okay, this we still require a lot of sharpening as to what's really going on over here. But we're just beginning to touch this subject, so let's wait until we see how it develops. Omri Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omri the Yochanan. Actually, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, Ein Chayav Olam Rishon Rishut HaRab. You never be Chayav on Rishut HaRab in Eretz Yisrael. Now, obviously, this is a little bit problematic, because Rabbi Yochanan just claimed if you wouldn't shut the doors of Yerushalayim, it would have been a Rishut HaRabim. There's something that's awfully funny about this. So Yosef Rabdimi, the Karmel Elashmai, so Rabdimi was saying over what he had heard in Rabbi Yochanan's name. Normally, Abayel Rabdimi, how do you explain that? My time, I mean, what would be the reason, actually, for such a svara? I mean, is it because even Meishum the Makif Asuma the Tzur Mihachgisa Umachtana the Gadera Mihachgisa is because you have basically the mountains, the cliffs around Rosh HaNikra on one end, that's all, whole area is called Suma the Tzur, which basically surrounds Eretz Yisrael on two sides on the northern border, and then around Gadera you have the sheer drop off to the valley, which is also a cliff, as anybody who's come close to falling off might have noticed on their cars. Well, it's, in other words, if you're coming down from the Arad area to the Yam HaMelah, so that whole area, we're calling that whole area, basically. So you've got really mechitza on like so many ends of Eretz Yisrael. You're saying, so therefore the whole Eretz Yisrael has a kosher Eretz anyway, so how it couldn't be a real Rishut HaRabim, right? So, I mean, you say the same thing about Babel. I mean, Babel has the Prat River on one side and the Diglat River on the other side, which gives you a drop-off at the edge. So you should say the whole Babel really has a kosher Eruv. Well, they do say that about Manhattan. And for that matter, I mean, you could take the whole world. I mean, the whole world's got an ocean on one side and an ocean on the other side. I don't care where you are, because you're certainly surrounded by water somehow. So basically, you got a good Eruv. So, you know, if you want to carry in Montana somewhere, well, you got the Atlantic Ocean on one side, Pacific Ocean on the other side, Gulf of Mexico, and Gevaldik, a complete Rishut HaYachid. Should have no problem.
In Wyoming?
Well,
no,
so here's the here is the question, getting back to the question that I asked as soon as we opened it. Wait a second. How are we explaining Rabbi Yochanan's comment about Yerushalayim? Yomalev latot minalot, right? Tosfos is very bothered by this. So he says that maybe the pshat is like this, that there Rabbi Yehuda, he was going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rabbim can be mevatel mechitza. According to Rabbanan, the Rabbim can't be mevatel mechitza. So therefore, we're saying that there should be kosher, and therefore the Rabbim don't bother us. He's got four real mechitzas, right? It's wrong. So that's true about same thing. If you hold that you, Rabbim can't be mevatel mechitza, so then whatever they are, they can't be mevatel. By definition, it's inside. Overat Hashem, then you have a person and they pass straight through the person. So the whole world also should not have Rishut HaRabim. I mean, if that's your right reasoning, I mean, you could take the ocean and say, yeah. Maybe what you meant was, I mean, if you will allow me to gently suggest that Rabbi Yochanan was never talking about the whole Eretz Yisrael, and that what he was referring to were Ma'alot u'Mordot in Eretz Yisrael, areas which are... Sorry?
In Israel.
Areas where you have a lot of, and of course you see this all the time, where you have a lot of what do they call them on the edge? We still have the Hittite gardening wall, terracing. So you've got these areas where each level is basically a separate Rishitayat. And you can have hundreds of miles, and there's mountains that are really Ma'alotum or don't. So they each, everything is marked off, really as being a separate Rishitayat. Maybe that's what you mean, where you have to climb a mountain. You have to climb a mountain, and then we have a shir of a Mechitza, we have Eser. So over there, it's already kosher mechitza. Maybe that's what you're referring to. But you're certainly not talking about the Ezor HaChof. I mean, it's not possible to have Rishut HaYachid in Eretz Yisrael. Or Marley Karkachna. Oh, hoary-headed one. In other words, you got a brain. Chazit Eloreshech Be'amudei. Giyom Rav Yochanan Lo Shmaitza. It says, I saw your head hovering over the Beit HaMidrash when Rav Yochanan said this. Meaning you are right on target. Of course, that's what he was referring to. Tosfos learns that the meaning is, I saw your head, meaning Rav was your Rebbe, you learned by Rav Yochanan, and you should have known that from him. So how come you didn't hear this mimer from me? Itmar nami, kiyos Ravin om Rav Yochanan, amr om Rav Yehu om Rav Yochanan. When Ravin came, he quoted Rav Yochanan much more clearly. Ma'alot u'mordot sheberet Yisrael, ein chayamayin halayim mishum rishut Rabim. The Diglei Midbar was straight areas. I don't know what I mean, but wasn't there a lot of ups and downs in the Midbar? No, because the Anan served as the great equalizer. So as the Anan passed by, everything was smoothed out straight, and therefore they never had to go up and down and so on and so forth. So Mamela, it's not similar.
Why don't you necessarily know?
Oh, we'll have to get to that. We still haven't arrived at the Eretz Yisrael issue. Boimine Rechava mi Rava. Now Rechava asked Rava, and this is very much the same issue. Tel amit laketa sara mitoch arba. You're in the middle of a road. Hey, you know, we could get something between us.
Wait, what? Hold on a second.
He does it in his sleep.
I'm in the middle of the road. Open to being.
No.
Not good.
No. If there's a rhinoceros behind you, he goes right through you. So now, if you've got a hill, basically the Rishut HaRabim itself is climbing a mountain, and you have a very, very sharp aliyah of 10 tfachim within 4 amot, which is our common shear of a tail. But, I mean, people continue to walk, they got no choice. So they're going up a very steep incline in order to get to the next level of Rishut HaRabim.
That's steep.
Sure. Close to two amot and four amot. It's a 40 degree climb. That's a pretty stark climb. I mean, not for someone who's used to parking in New York City, where you have to go backwards to get to the street. But it's a pretty big incline. It never ceases to amaze me. They make those parking garages where you basically fall down into the Grand Canyon, go over the edge. But this is a very steep incline. What's the din? Is that still a Rishut HaRabim? I mean, because the tail itself is basically surrounded by mechitzot, right? You're on top of that tail. You now have a Rishut Hayafim. So you have a real Rishut Hayafim. And you have the Rabbim, literally the main highway, driving through what is technically a Rishut Hayafim in terms of pure Mechitzot, because a tail is Rishut Hayafim. What's the din? Is that a beetle of the Rishut Rabbim? So would you be Chayav Mishum Rishut Rabbim? Oh, ain't Chayav Imala. And I'll leave it Rabbanah. The Rabbanan who said you can have the Rabbin passing straight through your virtual Rishut Hayachid of your Yungin. And they said, no problem, you don't have to move the road. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to ask about this case, because Ma Hatam B'necha Tashmishtam Rabbanan Lo'at Rabbim Umbevat Lomachitzata. If the Rabbanan were ready to say that in a case where the Rabbin don't even notice, basically, like these four Yungin, who even sees them, and they're just walking straight through as if nothing is there, nonetheless, the Rabbanan said, look, you can't argue with a Shema Rabba Mechitza. Certainly in this case, where they did notice, I mean, for sure it's not going to be Vavadol, the Rishut Hayachid. So it was over here. I would never ask Alibid Rabbon. But what I'm asking is Alibid Rabbi Yehuda.
The Shikon Rabbi Shonim, that Hotel is not a Tenu Mechitza.
I don't know. I only know the Gemara.
Okay, I shouldn't have gotten into that.
So far, so good. We try to get through every day, you know? As long as we can get through another day without having it more complicated than it already is, we smile. And then we will get to the problems. Then we deal with the problems. I only want to say we'll cross that bridge because that raises other issues of Mefitza. So, Kiti, Boilachar, Libri, Rabbi Yehuda, my question is, Rabbi Yehuda said, if the Rabbin cuts straight through your Diyumdin, so even though you have changed the Arba Mechitzot, it doesn't help you. The Rabbim are Mevatalit. So is it only because the Rabbim can cross your Diyundim so easily? And it's Hatamu Denecha Tashmishte, and therefore they're Mevatal, the Rishut Hayachid. But Achu, the Lonecha Tashmishte. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that in a case where the Rabbim have a tough time climbing that hill, Loa to Rabbim Mevatim Mechitzata, that then it would still have a din of Rishut Hayachid Dioraita. Or maybe there's no difference. So he said to him, no, it remains over here a Rishut HaRabim. So he asked him, Afilu olim lo bechevel? Even if you have to have an escalator? Yes, indeed. Doesn't matter. Ve'afilu b'ma'alot beit maron? Which, of course, is the symbol of Rosh Hashanah, right? That is Shivnei Maron. The Makom where you can only test by one. So, I mean, that's, I mean, people can barely get through. Here's a picture. That's the ultimate non-Rishut HaRabim. Cutting along the edge of a cliff down to the Tahom. And you've got 600,000 people behind you. They're all pushing. Beautiful picture. Is that also Rishut HaRabim? Yeah. Omar Le'in, yes, that is, it makes absolutely no difference. You've got the Rabbin going through, you've got the Rabbin going through. But this is because this is a constricted area of the flow of a place of 16 Amot. Remember, Tosfos on Daf Vav was machalik between two tzuras of Mavoi between two Rishus Rabbins. Remember, look at that picture, just for Hamkasha, in which he talks about restricted flow on Vav on the days as not being the definition of a Mavli that's foolish to Rishut HaRabim, but being a true Rishut HaRabim, versus the lower picture where there's no restricted flow of Rishut HaRabim itself, but over there, indeed, it becomes a Rishut HaYachid, right? You could be Matir, and be Tzirat HaPetach. So we asked on him, Eis Vechotzer Sharabim Nichnasim La Bezo VeYotzim La Bezo, is Rishut HaRabim L'Tumah Rishut HaYachid L'Shabbat? It says that if you've got a Chotzer, in which people are running through, and we had this earlier, people are coming through, but we said it was talking about that there were Yidudim, remember? There were like a wall that collapsed, but it left a little ridge on the bottom. So that's going to be important to us now. So the people are cutting through one end, cutting through the other end, and they go across the Schotzer, which is now completely broken open. It's a Rishut HaRabim, the Tumah, but it's a Rishut HaYachid, the Shabbat. Now, who's this going according to? Yibalei Rabbanan. If in a case of the Diyumdin, where it's nechatash mishte, amir rabbanu lo aturabim avatim etitzata, certainly over here, where it's lo nechatash mishte, lo kol shekein, that it's not a Rishut HaRabim, elo lav, it's got to be, that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that Rebbe over there is saying that if it's Nechat HaShemish, they fine. Then the Rabbim will be Mevatel the Mechitza. But if it's not Nechat HaShemish, they won't be Mevatel HaShemish. Says the Gemara, well, it would be nice to make that deal, but you can't prove it. Maybe it's going according to Rabbanim. Maybe indeed there's no Chiddush when it comes to Shabbos, because it's certainly a less of a Chiddush than a Mishnah that we just learned, which is the din of the Diyumdin, where the Rishut Rabbim goes through. And the only point of mentioning it, I'll leave it to Rabbanim, is that it's called the Rishut Rabbim Letum'ah, despite the fact that it's difficult for people to crawl over. So you'd think a guy would take a minute to make out with a girl in there, which gives it a din legabe seita of Rishut HaYachid, which therefore gives it a din of a Rishut HaYachid legabe tuma. Kamash Malan, that the fact that people can walk through and do makes it a Rishut Rabbi. Tashma, Nivaot HaMafulashot Biborot Peshikin UbeMa'arot. If you've got a Mavui Mafulash in a bar, this is really Little Israel, huh? Or maybe this is the Buddha that has the whole universe in his mouth. Of course, the Gemara is going to metakein the meaning of this over here. So you've got a mavoi mefulash. It sounds like the mavoi mefulash is inside of a boar. Or b'shichinu b'ma'arot. It's a reshut ha'achid l'shabbat, reshut ha'avim l'tumah. You got to be kidding, says the Gemara. B'borot salka daita? A guy built a mavoi. Yeah, exactly. Well, what is this, lemiz? He built a mavoi inside the sewer. What are you talking about? No, sorry. I mean, mavot hamafulashot leborot is the pshat. Rishut hayachid leshabbat, rishut rabin letum'ah. So you have over here, where on one side of your mavui, you've got your rishut harabin, and on the other side, it ends at the edge of a bor. So over there, you'd say, okay, that it's considered to be a rishut harabin, because sof kol sof it opens up on either side to the rishut harabin.
In the middle of the path, you have a bor.
Yes, except that you have a little bit of a ledge. In other words, if it opened up to a bor directly on the edge, at the end of the mavoi, so then of course the bor is a perfectly normal mechitza. But if it opens up to a mechitza, let's say, that would be three tefachim away from the mavoi, remember we don't count that as a mechitza. Over here what happened is that it opens up... I don't like this picture very much. But, yeah, so the picture that they have over here, I mean, it works. 136. Where you can walk around the edge of the bar so that the robin can still cross your bar. Let's see if we have a better picture on that. Where is the picture here? Where? They don't have it? Yeah, they have it here. Yeah. It's the same picture. Basically the same picture. I mean, it looks a little bit more reasonable in the other picture system. So what you have over here is a bar that is penetrable because you can walk along the edge. It's obviously not very convenient for the rabbin to walk there. And it's considered to be a reshut hayachid. So now according to whom? Ilei merabbanan, obviously. If the bar makes it inconvenient to walk, that's certainly going to be Mevatel, it's certainly not going to be Mevutal by the fact that people walk there, because even going straight to the street, it's not Mevatel in the case of the Biyumdin, where it's Nechat HaShmishteh. So Ma, Hashta Ma, Hasan, the Nechat HaShmishteh, Amri, Lo Asa Rabbi Mevatel, Achad Lo Nechat HaShmishteh, Lo Kosh, okay? So again, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Says the one, no, again, it's the Rabbanah. Maybe the Kiddush over here is that it's still Rishut Rabbi Metuma. Okay. Tashma, Shvilei Beit Gilgul, V'chayotzei Behem, Rishut HaYachid HaShabbat, Rishut HaRabin L'tumah, and what are Shvilei Beit Gilgul? Armi Dilei Rabbi Ami, Kol She'ina Eved Yachol Litot Sa'a Shel Chitin, V'arutz Lifnei Sratiyot. So what is a small area that is really a Shvil, that loses its din of Rishut HaRabin, no matter how many people go there? If you've got a policeman with a whip and an Eved in front of him who's carrying a saw of chitin and he's getting whipped and he still can't run because he's going to fall off the edge, then you're talking about a shvil that's not a reshut harabim. Now, who's it going according to the Rabbana? I mean, ma hasa the nechat hashmishtem Rabbana lo asa rabim uvatam mefiksata. Hachad lo nechat hashmishtem lo koshikim el lav Rebbe Yehuda. I mean, it's got to be Rebbe Yehuda, in which case, what's your question? Is your right? On Marley, now at last we get to the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. We said there's an Afkamina. So far we haven't discussed any Afkamina. On Marley, Shavlile Beit Gilgul Kamet. Ah, that is indeed a special area. Why? because Yehoshua was an Oyev Yisrael. Because of that, when he was Mechalik Eretz Yisrael, he was bedavka Mechalik in a way that Amad V'tikein Lehem Drachim V'Sartaya. He created a road system in Knesset La'aretz. That road system included real highways, which were meant to be the way that people would use the transportation system. And he allowed areas that could be used as feeding roads, even though they were very, very constricted. However, where it was not Necha Tashmishte, if it was Necha Tashmishte, part of the Nachala was to hand over the rights of the road to the public works, so that the Nachala was Botel on the highway. So when you were on the highways, you were in a Tzibur area that was not owned by anybody. Give that out to the Yachidim. But Kol Echad Lo Necha Tashmishte Masra LeYachid. Where there was a problem and people would use a road, but it wasn't easy to use, he never set that up as part of the official interstate highway system or interstate highway system. So over there, since a yachid can take over at any time that area, we don't. That I agree. That can't be considered a reshut harabim. We're talking about. I was talking about there being chayev. When you asked, I thought you meant here in Bavel. When you're in Bavel, the government does whatever they want. I mean, they, you know, they call it a road when you can barely make your way through it. Okay, so then it's miyuchad l'rabin. But in Eretz Yisrael, we were never miyachid such roads l'rabin. In fact, it's just basically an accident that people are using it. In the mail, it's not similar to Digoy Midbar in that case. So the area in Rishat in Eretz Yisrael, yes, that's different. But I don't care if you've got an escalator in Bavel, and if you've got a place where it's very difficult to use, if the government is stupid enough to put a road there, then it doesn't change the fact that there's machitzas there, because you have the Kiyat Rabin, the funding there. Necha.
It could be so.
But he said that Eretz Yisrael. So what was he talking about? And it had to be something unique. It's very fascinating that the din of Yerushat Haaretz includes fundamentally, Richie Darling, includes fundamentally. It's very important to include the word include. Right. The set of all words that need to be included in themselves would include. I've been working on this for 3 years.
No.
Maybe next time. Okay. But the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael is fundamentally road system oriented. It's a pellet. Because we find that the din of the creation of the Ari Miklat had two completely different mitzvahs associated with it. One was the setting aside of Ari Miklat. The other one was making a highway system that would have feeders to Ari Miklat. And the highway system had to go across, crisscross the entire country. The Shilash of Gvul Arzacha. We learned from there the din of the highway system. And the amazing thing is, and the Rambam actually brings a riot from this, to Biat HaMashiach. The riot that he brings is from the fact that the Torah says, and if there'll be a Harkavah to Arts, there must be a Harkavah of the Ori Miklat and their highway system. You see, La'atid Lavo, it's the highways that define Knesset La'aretz. So when it says over here that Yehoshua was in Eretz Yisrael and how he set up the highways in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very, very fundamental thing. The Ramban points out that this whole idea is the only mitzvah in the Torah, he says, that is dependent on a completely functioning Klal Yisrael. The only mitzvah in the Torah.
So that you get to the Ari Miklat fast. You gotta
yes, but it's mad because he's talking about a completely functional Klal Yisrael in which no one ever sins.
Oh, okay.
But nonetheless, again, people are not aware of the craziness of the din of the highway system. The din of the highway system in Eretz Yisrael. You're talking about something 3,000 years before people conceived. The din of the highway system is that they needed to be 32 amot, which was twice the size of a major Roman road. They needed to have no intersections. You could only have bridges on the interchanges because of the fact that you might have backups. And if you have backups, after all, how's the guy going to get to his Ari Miklat? Furthermore, every single mil, which is about 1 kilometer, every single kilometer, you need an information center that has a map of how to get to the closest Ari Miklat. Beyond that, Sanhedrin is personally. Sanhedrin is personally responsible. You can't have a public works on the main highway system. Sanhedrin is responsible for maintenance of the road. The Sanhedrin Gedolah Shebaretz Yisrael. road crews are sent out twice a year, special times. You're not allowed to have any type of loose pavement or bore, anything at all. And that's all you need is a car on the way to Arlington that goes skidding off the road, and the mad dollar down catches up with them. That's all that we need. You understand? You're talking about something that's totally crazy. It's crazy. Right? Every possible exit has to be marked with the closest pyramid clock. This is a completely different vision of what highway system consists of.
I can see the highway science with the guy running,
Well, we unfortunately we're used to the signs Miklot, Miklot, yeah. But that's what it used to say. It was Miklot.
So it's all highway system.
No, modern toll highway, but they just take a picture of your rear end. I mean, that's a.